The title of my message today is How to Split Your Red Sea. So what I mean by Red Sea is our troubles, all the issues which we are facing. It could be some sickness, it could be some marriage issues, some job related issues. We all face Red Sea. Bible doesn't promise that we will have a trouble-free life. Bible says we will face troubles, but we will overcome them. That is the promise. So, how can we split our Red Sea? The answer to this question we'll see by the end of this message. So, let's pray. Father, we submit this time into your lovely hands, Abba. Anoint me, Lord. Let the words that come out of my mouth be anointed, and let it be from you. And only those words you want me to preach, let only those words come out of my mouth, Abba. Lord, prepare the hearts of all those who are listening, Father, to receive this word. Let these words pierce deep into the hearts of the people and transform them, Father. I ask this in Yeshua's mighty name. So, last week, we saw how God sent 10 plagues to Egypt and brought the Israelites out of Egypt. Today, we see the beginning of their journey towards Promised Land. Pharaoh, who was not letting the Israelites leave Egypt, after the 10th plague, he asked Israelites to leave Egypt immediately. So the Israelites prepared to leave Egypt. And there were 6 lakh Israelite men during that time. So remember, when they came into Egypt, it was only 75 people. Now they have a supernatural growth. They have increased from 75 to 6 lakh men. So excluding women and children. So it could be around 20 lakh as per many commentaries. So almost 20 lakh people. That is a supernatural growth. So they are getting ready for leaving Egypt. At that time, God gives some instruction to the people of Israel. God gives them instructions regarding Passover meal and instructions regarding consecrating firstborn male of humans and animals. So we see Jesus in these instructions. In Exodus 12, 43 to 44, God says that no foreigner should be eating the Passover meal. Any slave you have bought may eat it after you have circumcised him. So, those who are not circumcised are not supposed to eat the Passover meal. Similarly, only those people who are circumcised in their heart, that is believers, can eat the Passover meal, which is for us today is the Holy Communion. And again, in Exodus 12:46, we see that Passover lamb's bone should not be broken. Similarly, we see that none of the bones of Jesus was broken. And in Exodus 13:13, God says, redeem with a lamb every firstborn donkey. But if you do not redeem it, break its neck. The donkey represents unclean animals. So every unclean animal is to be redeemed with a lamb. Similarly, we were unclean, we were sinners. Right? And who redeemed us? Our Passover lamb, Jesus. Then in Exodus 13:17, God is leading them out of Egypt. But God did not lead them through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. Why? They were not prepared to face the giants in the Philistine country. They were not prepared for a war. They didn't have the faith to face the Philistines. God knew if they faced the Philistines, they would change their minds and they would return to Egypt. So, what did God do? God led them through a longer path to Red Sea. In Exodus 13:21, we see it says, by day the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light so that they could travel by day or night. So God was leading them in a pillar of cloud during daytime to guide them, and in a pillar of fire to give them light during the night time. Similarly, when we are in our darkness, it's Jesus gives us light. He is the true light. So we see Jesus everywhere in Exodus. So God brings the Israelites to Red Sea. And then God reveals his plan to Moses. In Amos 3:7 says, God does nothing without revealing his plans to the prophet. So God is revealing his plans to Moses here. Then he asks Israelites to camp near the Red Sea. Then he reveals the plan. So then when you are camping there, Pharaoh will think that the Israelites are confused. They don't know what to do. Then God will harden his heart and the Pharaoh will decide to pursue Israelites. Why? So that he can display his glory by defeating and destroying Pharaoh and his army. And thereby, the Egyptians will know that he is the Lord. So that is God's plan. And so the Israelites are camping near the Red Sea. So, as per the plan, Pharaoh and his army pursue Israelites. And as the Egyptian army is approaching, the Israelites get terrified. They get freaked out. They start complaining. They say, oh, why did we come here? Why did you brought us here? They complained to Moses. It would have been better that we were slaves in Egypt than to die in desert. So Moses says, just chill, just calm down. Okay, and see the salvation of the Lord. And then God gives Moses instruction that you just stretch your hand towards the sea. So as he gives instruction and the Egyptian army is approaching the Israelites, what does God do? God was standing before them, goes behind them. That is, he was leading them from the front, now goes behind them so that he is between the Egyptian army and the Israelites. Why? To protect the Israelites so that the Egyptian army doesn't touch the Israelites. It says, throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to the one side and the light to the other side. So neither went near the other all night long. So we can see that the same cloud was darkness to one side and was giving light to the other side. This cloud was giving darkness to the Egyptian army and the same cloud was giving light to the Israelites, God's people. This is the same thing which happens. We see Jesus here. Jesus is the rock on which those people who don't believe stumble. And same rock is the cornerstone for us believers. So Moses did as Lord commanded. He stretched hand and Lord, with a strong east wind, parted the Red Sea. And it remained parted throughout the night. And the Israelites went through the sea. God created a dry ground in the midst of the sea. And Egyptians, their heart was so hard. They didn't stop there. They pursued Israelites into the sea. And God caused troubles to their chariots so that they slow down. And Israelites successfully crossed the Red Sea. But the Egyptians were still in the middle of the sea on the dry ground. Then God asked Moses to stretch out his hand over the sea again. So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea and water flowed back and drowned the entire Egyptian army. None was left. Entire army perished. So this is how God destroyed the entire Egyptian army. The Lord not only saved and brought Israelites out of Egypt, he destroyed the entire Egyptian army. And now after this, he sends them to the wilderness to kill the Egypt inside them. So that we will see next week. The crossing of Red Sea is a picture of water baptism. In 1 Corinthians 10:1 to 2, Paul says, they, speaking of Israelites, were baptized in the cloud and in the sea. After the Israelites are brought out of the kingdom of darkness, where did they go? They went through the Red Sea. It's like a baptism. So we believers, after we are saved, what should we do? We should take water baptism. So that's the end of the story. What do we learn from this portion of scriptures? My first point is, the Lord guides us. The Lord led the way of the Israelites. In Exodus 13:18, it says, so God led the people around by the desert road toward the Red Sea. He went before them day and night. In Exodus 13:21, it says, by day the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way. And by night, a pillar of fire to give them light so that they could travel day and night. Similarly, God guides us. The Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, guides us day and night. We are led by the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:14 says, for those who are led by the Holy Spirit are the children of God. Aren't we children of God? Yes. If we are children of God, God leads us. What do we learn from this? We should be seeking for guidance from God. We should be living in the constant guidance of Holy Spirit. Who is the wisest person on this earth? God. His wisdom is far above our wisdom. So he is the best person to guide us, and he is the best person to seek counsel. We should always go to him. He knows from beginning till the end. Is there anything that can surprise him? No. He knows everything. So he is the best person to go to for guidance. So the Lord guides us. And my second point is, the Lord protects us. So as we already saw in Exodus 14, 19 and 20, that God, who was leading them, came between the Egyptian army and the Israelites and protected them. Isn't it great? God protects us. So he is our fortress. God is a fortress for those who abide in him. We are all familiar with Psalms 91. How I'll read it. 91, 1 to 3. Who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. Those who abide in him, God is a fortress for them. How do we abide in him? We learn in our gym teachings, which Nawaz was giving, how to abide in him. We cannot abide in him by flesh. God is a spirit. We abide in him by knowing his love for us, and we love him and we want to abide in him. That is how we abide in him. We don't abide in him to receive protection. Hope I am able to make it clear. The thing is, we don't go and abide in him so that we receive blessings and we are safe. No, we abide in him because we know his love and we love him and we want to abide in him. As we abide in him, we are safe. Nothing will happen to us. God will save us from deadly pestilence. 1,000 may fall at our left side, 10,000 at our right side, but nothing will happen to us. That's a great promise. So the Lord guides us. The Lord protects us. And my third point is, the Lord makes a way. The Lord makes a way where there is no way. The Lord split the Red Sea and made a way for the Israelites. In Exodus 14, 21 and 22, Moses was stretching out his hand over the sea. What did Lord do? All that night, the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into a dry land. This is Lord's doing. Okay, but Moses just stretched out his hand and God sent a strong wind which kept the sea back throughout the night, and waters were divided. There was a road through the sea. Can you imagine that? And that road was, it was dry. He made a dry ground in between the sea. It was a fast construction of road where there was no option of road. The Lord makes a way where there seems to be no way. Isaiah 43:19 says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. So he will make a way. I don't know what you might be facing now or you are going to face. Whatever it may be, when there is no way, that is a perfect setting for God to work. Okay, when you are not able to do anything and you don't see a way, that is when God comes. there and he will make a way through your troubles, through your Red Sea. So Lord guides us, Lord protects us, the Lord makes a way. Let's come back to the title which I shared in the beginning, how to split your Red Sea. So what would be the answer? The answer is the Lord will split our Red Sea. It's not us who splits the Red Sea. People might say, God has given you brain, use your brain and come out of the situation. Yes, God has given us wisdom. God has given us brain and ability. But we have to be dependent on God's wisdom. Seek Him and then use our brain to come out of the situation. First, we should go to God always. So, the Lord will split our Red Sea. I don't know what your Red Sea is, but the Lord will split our Red Sea. But is there anything we should do? Yes, we have to be still. Exodus 14, 13 to 14. This is when these Egyptians were coming. And the Israelites were scared. They freaked out. And what did Moses say? Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians see you today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. But what we have to do? You need only to be still. So, what is the stillness? Joanna and Jordan, they are my children. So, they have this Marathi class. Okay, and they don't know Marathi much and they are scared of Marathi and Marathi teacher. She asks tough questions and they don't want to answer those questions. They don't want to face that Goliath, that trouble, that Red Sea. That's their Red Sea. So, what they do is, the classes are in Zoom, as you know. Okay, so they, what do? They stay still, without any movement, like this. Okay, without moving their eyes, without moving their body. So, what's the plan? The teacher will see them, okay, see the screen and think that, oh, it's a network issue. So, it's frozen. So, she won't ask them any questions. So, don't do it. If those kids who are listening, don't do this. Okay? Because that is when their mom comes from behind. Okay, and the teacher sees, wow, these are still, but the person behind is moving. So they get caught. So they have not done it afterwards. But is this the stillness we are talking about? Not moving. When we face troubles, when we face situations, this is what we do. We get afraid, we get freaked out, and we get frozen without any movement. That's not the stillness we are talking about. It's the stillness. It's the calmness of our heart, the mind. The mind has to be still. We should get out of all anxious thoughts and fear. In Psalms 46:10, God says, be still and know that I am God. That is the stillness we are talking about. How to be still? Know that He is God. Know His heart. Know that He is God. What do I mean by that? In another way, I'll tell, know that you are not God. Okay, we always, when situations come, we think we are God, we have to come out of it, we have to do this, we have to do that. We struggle, we are afraid, we are worried. Imagine you are going in a flight, okay, and you are about to land. Do you go into the cockpit and check whether the landing gear system is working, and you check the pressure is right, humidity is right, temperature is right? No, you don't do that. You won't be let to do that. It's pilot's job. It's ability. You won't be able to do it. You don't have the competence to do it. You are not the pilot, right? Know that you are not the pilot. That's what he's saying. Know that I am God. God is the one who will do it. And we all know that, yes, God is able. He is the creator of the universe. He is Almighty God. God can do anything. Nothing is impossible for Him. But we stumble at this point, whether He is willing. Okay, that is where we stumble. Most of us, right? Most of us stumble whether He is willing. Remember the leper who went to Jesus. He said, if you are willing, make me clean. It's Matthew 8:3. And what did Jesus say? I am willing. Be healed. Right? He is willing. He bore all our sickness. Those of who are facing diseases and thinking that, oh, it might be God's will that I stay sick. No, it's not God's will. God bore all those sickness, so he's willing to heal, right? It's his will. And any troubles you are facing, Jesus came to give us life and life in abundance. He wants to bring us out of our Red Sea. Remember, the Red Sea was not to drown the Israelites. Red Sea was to drown the enemy. His plan is to bring us out of the Red Sea. And another way is to be still is remember our testimonies and remember the promises. Last year, I went for a back pain issue and the doctor sent me for a scan. And the scan report, they observed a growth. And they said, it looks like a cancer. We should go for further testing. I freaked out. I'm telling you, I did. I can preach this, but I freaked out. I got scared. I was frozen. There was no stillness. Then I remembered the testimonies, what God did in the past. So God, I knew God will do it again. And then I remembered the promises. God will take me to this place, that place. God has promised me many things. And that has not happened yet. How can I die of cancer? That gave me a stillness. So these Israelites should have remembered that God brought them out of Egypt with 10 plagues, mighty signs and wonders. God will do the same thing again here. And they should have remembered the promise that God will take them to promised land. That has not happened yet. So how can they perish at the Red Sea? They should remember those things. That will give us that stillness, that calm. And when situations happen, when troubles come, I know it could be any trouble, marriage issue, job issue, disease, anything. We might not remember these things, but we can always seek help. We can pray to God. We can pray in tongues. We can worship. Do something to get stillness or go to a believer who is still. Don't go to someone who is not still. Okay? That will add to your problem. I remember when Shoma's dad, my father-in-law, was diagnosed with cancer. An old lady came to him and said, you know, this cancer is very dangerous. My brother had this cancer and he passed away last month. So this kind of talks don't put people in stillness. It adds worries, right? So don't go to such people. Go to a person who is still. That is where brothers and sisters can help you. So seek help. Whatever you do, try to be still. Philippians 4:6-7 just summarizes what I was sharing. Don't be pulled up in different directions or worried about a thing. That is, in short, don't be anxious. I'm reading from Passion Translation. Okay? So in John 14:1, if you remember, Jesus was talking to the disciples. He was telling them, do not let your heart be troubled. So Jesus was going for crucifixion. He's going to die. This is what he tells the disciples. Do not let your heart be troubled. So that is something we can do. Do not let your heart be troubled. Why? We know there is a God who will protect us. And be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faithful request before God with overflowing gratitude. Why gratitude? We believe, we know that God will save us. God will part our Red Sea. Tell him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will make the answers known to you through Jesus Christ. We should seek for this wonderful peace that transcends human understanding. The peace that surpasses all understanding. This peace is not dependent on our situation. Even in the midst of storm, Jesus was sleeping, right? So this is the kind of peace you are talking about. This peace is not dependent on our situation. It's the inner peace, which surpasses all understanding, which is from God. And then you will hear the answers. That is when we hear from God. And I don't know whether the Israelites became calm or not, but Moses was still. And Moses heard from God. What did God tell Moses? Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. So God asked Moses to do something. So he heard the instruction when he was still. And these instructions could be that we wait, like the Israelites camped near the Red Sea. Or it can be use your authority and command the mountain to flee in Jesus' name. whatever God asks you to do. Maybe God asks you to go to doctor. Go to doctor. God might ask, but whatever he asks you to do, do it. Okay, but hear from him what he's asking you in this season when you're facing the Red Sea. And whatever he asks you to do, obey. Moses obeyed, as you see in Exodus 14:21. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night, that's amazing. Throughout the night, who did it? Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. So whatever you may be facing, be still. Hear from God and obey what he says. To conclude the message, this is what I want to share. The Lord guides us. The Lord protects us. The Lord makes a way where there is no way. It's the Lord who will split our Red Sea. The entire message can be summarized in this verse, Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you. Only thing you need to do is be still. So let's pray. Father, thank you so much for whatever you've given us, Abba. These verses, Abba, your word is so precious, so powerful, Abba. Help us to receive this word, Abba. And help us to be still in our tough situations, Abba. Help us to face the Red Sea and be still and wait and come out of it and walk through the sea and cross it, Abba. And those who are now facing the, in where near the Red Sea, Abba, help them to come out of it, Abba. Help them to be at peace. Let the peace that surpasses all understanding come upon them. Help them to be still and help them to come out of their Red Sea, Father. I ask this in Yeshua's precious name. Amen. Thank you all.